It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio on location today from beautiful Atlantic City. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots straight ahead. We're going to continue to defend freedom as Alliance Defending Freedom stops in to talk to us about a major case they are working on. We'll check in on your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard from Balance of Nature. But why are we in Atlantic City? Well, my first guest up, my boss, will explain shortly. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, welcome in. The place is the Tropicana. We are in beautiful Atlantic City, though it's not very beautiful on this particular day. It's a rainy day in New York. It's a rainy day down the shore here. But we are thankful to be part of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. It's the first time I've ever been to the event, though it's 71 years in the running. And sitting across the table from me is a man who earlier today was inducted into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame for the state of New Jersey, Phil Boyce, my boss.
That
welcome
would be
back.
That would be correct, and that just means that I'm the last man standing.
I was about to say,
about
to say they're letting 30-year-olds into the Hall of Fame now. Like,
right?
How does that work?
And by the way, it took you 71 years to get here.
I guess so.
Wow. And that's, well, you should make it here more often. This is actually nice.
I don't actually tell a lot of times on the air where I live, but I am a New Jersey resident. This is the home where all my children have been born.
You will be inducted into the New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
I'll work on getting through today's show.
There you go.
Hey, Phil, first of all, congratulations.
By the way, let me tell you a little funny story. So this morning, Diana went down to gamble, and I stay in the room to take a shower.
Yeah.
And I slide
Diana's Mrs. Boyce, by the way.
Yes, and I slide the door to close the shower. And it's got a sliding door, kind of unusual. It fell off the tracks. And I thought, that's a little odd. But I went in and took my shower. And when I came out, I couldn't get out of the bathroom. I was trapped in the bathroom, and I thought, I'm supposed to be inducted into the Hall of Fame today, and I'm going to miss it because I'm trapped in my own bathroom here at the Tropicana Hotel. But you know what saved me? Radio saved me.
How?
Because I had been listening to Mike Gallagher on the radio when I took it into the shower because I wanted to hear Mike Gallagher while I was showering. Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't ever take my cell phone into the shower, but this time I did because of radio. So I used my cell phone to call the maintenance man and say, get up here and get me out of here, which he did. So I give radio credit not only for me inducted into the Hall of Fame, but for getting me out of the bathroom.
I guess so. Oh, wow. I was not expecting that opening illustration by Phil Boyce on today's broadcast. Hey,
you didn't have to see me naked in your mind.
I don't even want to think about
it. Sorry.
Back-to-back weeks now, you've made appearances at two broadcast events. Talkers was last week, New Jersey Broadcast Association this week. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about you is that you do probably more research on the format of talk radio than anybody else in the business.
That's right.
Before we talk about your career, talk to us a little bit about what the format is going through these days. How has the current administration, the current political climate impacted what we do?
Well, I thank Salem for letting me do research because it is expensive, and I think I may be the last guy able to do research.
Last man standing.
Last man standing, just like Hall of Fame. People ask me, well, Phil, if you paid for this research for Salem, why would you share it with everybody else? Well, I didn't share all the research.
Right.
I shared pertinent slides. Some I didn't share. But the reason that I do is because I not only care about Salem, but I care about talk radio in general. I want to see the format succeed and thrive. And I care about the country. And I really think the future of the country, the existential threat we face in this country, we also face in radio. We're linked. talk radio will go as the country goes.
So if the First Amendment's under fire,
that's right.
Talk radio is going to be under
fire. Gets control of the presidency and the House and the Senate, they will pass laws that will make it very difficult for us to do the kind of radio that you hear coming out of the speaker right now. And I think the country will be worse off for it.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, and I love Mike Harrison and the Talkers group, but I've noticed a pattern at the Talkers convention the last decade that I've been there. And that is, usually, your former employee, Sean Hannity, who's on that other station as we're talking right now, comes out and welcomes everybody for breakfast. Yeah. And then almost always, you're the next guy up and you give your speech, kind of the state of talk radio. And then you kind of like exit the room. Sometimes you go back to work, et cetera. And then the rest of the day is a whole bunch of people that wish they were you telling everybody
bashing
in the room
me.
Why you're wrong.
Bashing me, tell me why I'm wrong. And you know what I love about that? I really hope they don't listen to me. I hope they do it wrong because I will get to compete against them in the top 31, 32 markets,
right.
Salem, as a talker. And I can give you chapter and verse of how we've won and they've lost.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, so your lineup here in New York from 3A to 11P, every one of the people that work for you were in the heavy hundred this year, and then one of your weekend talent, Aaron Klein, was
That's
also
true.
On that.
That's
and they,
true.
I think they ranked higher, your talent did this year, than they had in recent years.
Yeah.
So pretty successful application of your own research there.
Well, I tell you, Salem, the company that owns our radio station that you're hearing you on and me on, recently there was a headline in Hollywood Reporter, which is a fairly respected trade magazine that covers entertainment and news
right.
and broadcast and media. Here's what the headline said. Salem Media is quietly becoming a giant in conservative media.
Hmm.
And it not just talking about radio. It talked about all of our digital assets, which you're very well aware of
yep.
because you're a main contributor to townhall.com. This whole thing that we put together, and I give Ed Atzinger credit, not me, this thing is really becoming a monster on the conservative side. So, you know, when you think about this battle, this existential threat we're talking about, the cultural war that's going on, I actually used these words at the Talkers convention. I said, this is a civil war that we're fighting. This is what a civil war looks like without blood and without bullets.
That's true.
What is our weapon of choice? It's our words against their words.
Ideas.
Fortunately, let's hope that our ideas win, but let's hope it's always ideas. We don't want it to become that kind of a civil war. But it is nevertheless just as important for the future of this country as any of the other wars that we fought.
Yeah.
This war that we're fighting, this culture war, which Salem is intimately involved in, is about the future of this country and what kind of a country we will have if we let the left win, if we let the left take over the presidency and the House and the Senate. They've already got the House. There will be efforts made to hurt what we do, but also the whole country in many respects. And you talk about this on this program all the time.
That is so well said, Phil. And in many respects, I mean, we're separated in ages, but in many respects, I see so much of what you're talking about exactly the same way as you do. Let me ask you about yourself in the Hall of Fame today. I said on Joe Piscopo's show this morning that there's kind of two layers of history to talk radio. There's the old greats, so the Barry Farber and Grays and those guys. And then there was a resurgence when a guy named Rush Limbaugh came along.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, someone named Phil Boyce not only cleared him on WABC, but also put a guy named Sean Hannity on and Mark Levin. And in kind of successive years, you jettisoned WABC to the top of the, not just the most listened to talk station in New York, but in all of the country and the world.
It was the most listened to talk radio station in the nation.
And since then, you've come to Salem. You've had a chance to work with the Salem talent. What is Phil Boyce's key to a successful and long-time potentially good performing talent in talk radio?
Yeah.
What do you look for?
Well, it's a tough question. There's not any one single thing, but I do look for somebody who has accomplished something in one area of their life and are ready. They are ready to climb the new mountain.
Gotcha.
I look for somebody like Sean Hannity, who was driven to succeed like nobody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Sean was driven to succeed. When I fired Bob Grant in 1996 because Disney made me, not because I wanted to,
that's right.
And I blew a big hole through the station,
yeah.
and I lost half my listeners overnight, and Bob Grant went to, guess who?
Jerry Crowley. Our other boss.
Jerry Crowley, who works for me now in New York, and literally did take half our listeners at WABC. I knew that I needed a monster to go up against Bob Grant, but here's what I didn't want.
Right.
I didn't want to put somebody in there that would fail, and so I didn't want to be the guy to create the guy that would follow the legend. I wanted the guy that would follow the guy that tried to follow the legend, because I knew that the first guy up is going to fail. So when Sean Hannity called me, he was 32, he said, I want to be the guy to replace Bob Grant. And I said, are you sure about that? I didn't want him to be the guy to replace Bob Grant, but I did want to get him on the station. So I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you take the job that you're being offered at the Fox News Channel? Nobody had ever heard of it. It hadn't gone on the air yet. Why don't you put a clause in your contract that lets you do a radio show for me? Then you call me when you get here. So I put him on WABC at 11 o'clock at night. And he was number one, his first book, second book, third book, fourth book. Then I decided, all right, he's ready to go up.
Time to give him a shot at Afternoon Drive, yeah.
That's how he got Afternoon Drive in 1998. And do you know what happened in January of 1998 when I moved Sean into Afternoons? Monica Lewinsky.
Ah, yes.
And he was off to the races. And he beat her. He beat Bob Grant about 2 months in.
Yeah.
So that propelled him. And a lot of the stuff that you see Sean do now with the war that we're fighting now, was stuff that he was doing back then. And we were fighting that war back then. It was just a little different battleground. But, you know.
The personalities have certainly changed. The landscape has changed. But the fight for what is true and just and decent still remains. And Phil, congratulations on your induction today. And we couldn't be prouder at Salem of New York have you running the ship. And by the way, Phil would be the last person to ever say this, but performing at the highest levels, number one cluster in the company, and just killing it on every level. And that's why so many of our staff are here. And here
I'm
to
honored to have you
today.
On the team, to have Joe Piscopo on this team. The national lineup, Mike Gallagher, and we just added Sebastian Gorka in January, and he's a huge hit. So, you know, we're having some success, but it's because of listeners that are listening, like the ones listening to you now, that continue to give us that support. So thank you to the listeners.
Thank you. Phil Boyce with Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of 20 to 30 minutes going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, about 10 to 15 on the city-bound side. About a half hour back to New Jersey at the Lincoln Tunnel, 40 minutes now on the city-bound side. Inbound GW Bridge, upstairs about a 15-minute delay, downstairs about a 10-minute delay. Both levels will be slow right across the span. In New Jersey, Parkway, lots of volume on the northbound side from 140 up through the Union Tolls and up towards 145. Southbound slows Essex Tolls to 145, and again 143 down to 137. A lot of volume on 78 westbound as you go west of the parkway out towards exit 45. That's all because of an accident being cleared. 22 is actually not a bad ride as an alternative tonight. On the turnpike, southbound Western Spur, we're slow from 18W to 15W. Southbound Eastern Spur, we're slow 16E to 15X, so we are much better off on the southbound Eastern Spur. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway is still slow from 96th Street up to the GW Bridge. That's a lot better than the FDR, which is slow from the 30s right up to the GWB. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, and every single week we promise you that you'll get a question answered from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, the premier law firm when it comes to estate care and elder law. Mike, this week's question comes from Greg. He says, if all of my dad's assets are in a revocable living trust and I'm the beneficiary, are they safe from nursing homes, etc.? Mike Connors.
Well, the answer is no. If all of dad's assets are in a revocable living trust, they will avoid probate. They will go out tax-free to the heirs. But they're not protected from medical bills or nursing home bills. A revocable trust, you have full control. If you want to protect those assets from medical bills, nursing home bills, then we do an irrevocable trust. And let's say in this case, the son would be the trustee. But a revocable trust offers very little protection for medical bills, nursing home bills. They're very good. They avoid probate. In most cases, they get the assets out tax-free. And there are a lot of good things about it, but it does not protect for medical bills. So that's where you need the irrevocable living trust.
Well, and that's why, friends, if you're listening and you've got similar questions, you need to be in contact directly with the folks at Connors & Sullivan. Mike Connors and his expert team helping deliver results for every single person. 718-238-6500 is the number to the main office, 718-238-6500. You can also send your questions to get answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also ask Mike Connors a question on his broadcasts Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you were up early this morning and if you were in the New York area listening to the Joe Piscopo show, you got some of this information. But the U.S. now saying it's highly likely that Iran was behind the torpedo attack on that American-linked oil tanker in the Gulf today. We're going to talk about that with my next guest. Bill Cortez is a political consultant. He is actually working with the campaign for public advocate for Joe Borelli, who I strongly endorse and support for any office he runs for. But he's also got experience in New Jersey politics. He's been involved in elections in Israel and has some relationship as a veteran to the Middle East as well. Bill, it's an honor to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Kevin, pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
And again, we're broadcasting live from the Tropicana and a wonderful host for the New Jersey Broadcasters Association event. And my personal thanks to Rick Morano for giving up his room at the Ocean last night so that I could have a room to stay in, who helped me arrange all that. Let's talk real quick, because you said just before we went on the air that you just got back from the region where this took place. And I've talked with generals and admirals on a regular basis on this air that have all identified that the Strait of Hormuz is a logistical nightmare for our defense forces that are there. Now, we moved that aircraft carrier there, which was, nobody reported this, it was already scheduled to be there, but Trump made a big deal about it. They're now saying Iran likely behind this attack. What's your feel in terms of what we're hearing come out about it?
Well, I think this is Iran ratcheting up the pressure on us, and I think we saw this coming down the pike a little bit too, with some of the moves that we were making over in the Middle East. This is, I think, a response to us ratcheting up on our end. And obviously, you go back to the Iran deal that the president canceled, and what that means. Going back to the Obama administration, the $1.7 billion in cash that he gave to Iran and what they were able to do with that. This is the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world, the nation of Iran. And so this is no surprise. They have their proxy states in Yemen, in Lebanon. They're propping
up Assad
as well.
They're actually dumb enough to take Trump on, because it's a world of difference than doing something like this on Obama's watch. I have a feeling if we can prove that this is actually Iran, they're going to lose some facilities and properties at some point.
I think you could see that. I think this provocation is troubling, and it's scary, because this is real life now. This is not the threats that kind of go back and forth that we've seen for months. This is real, and in a place like Oman, that is generally a peaceful place, that is kind of the Switzerland of the Middle East, that they don't really take any hard stances for or against any of the real players over there. For them to do this within territorial waters by the Gulf of Oman, it's troubling. But I think this is a provocation, and they're going to, we'll see how
but
the president
responds.
But
this speaks to Iran's kind of distorted view that they feel like they own the straits. And the reason that our aircraft carrier has to be there is to protect not only our allies, but for the greater security interests in the region, Israel, et cetera. But we're at a distinct disadvantage. If you navigate the straits, they can send flashboats at us faster than we can get the planes off of the carrier, which we need to defend the carrier from the flashboats. So if you were advising or having input, what would you want the Pentagon to be thinking about right now in terms of strategy?
Well, you know, for a long time we had a two-carrier policy over there as well. And so that may be
maybe
something
it's time to roll it in.
That they're looking at as well. I mean, the ability for the United States military to project our power,
right,
is due to the U.S. Navy and our ability to project from those carriers. And so perhaps it's time to look at a two carrier policy over there.
It'd be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting.
Let's talk a little bit of New York City politics. Joe Borelli's running for the public advocate's position. He has a 7-1. Is it 7-1? 8-1 voter disadvantage. The Democrats way outweigh him. There are not 25 or 38 or 117 candidates in this public advocates race like there was in the one a couple of months ago. He's got kind of a stellar record winning his seats where he's at as a conservative from Staten Island. Why is he doing this?
Listen, I think we need to have a check on Bill de Blasio. Jumaane Williams clearly is not a check on the mayor. And now, listen, the mayor clearly is more concerned about Cedar Rapids than he is about the upper
West Side. Even though no one in Cedar Rapids knows who he is.
Well, I think a whopping 1% in the last poll knows who he is and actually cares enough. But look, I think Joe's giving people a choice. And that's what we haven't had in the city in a long time, is that people are going to have a choice. It's been run by one party. And I think people can all agree that they've taken steps back under this administration.
Is this the one seat that a Republican could win citywide right now?
Absolutely. And this is the only one that's on the ballot,
yeah,
in 2019. So this is an opportunity for voters in New York City to send a message to Bill de Blasio and to say that, you know, his policies, from whether it is housing, whether it is closing down Rikers Island and putting jails in our neighborhoods,
right,
whatever it may be, this is the opportunity for people to stand up and take a stand, I think, in November.
You just had an event with him last night. A.J. Catsimatidis, the revived Manhattan Republican Party, was the host. How'd that go?
It was a packed house. It was amazing. It was at Dorian's up on the Upper East Side. It was a packed house. People are excited. What AJ's done to the Manhattan GOP has, you know, breathed new life into the party, which,
yeah,
is great too. And I think you see a lot of younger chairs within the five boroughs. Brendan Lantry over in Staten Island as well. What they're doing to revitalize and bring young people into the Republican Party. And so it was great to see that in Manhattan, in a place where
to be said with the face of AJ and Joe Borelli and such on stage. This is a younger, much more vibrant face for the Republicans than we've seen in some of the city elections in recent years.
Well, we're told that, you know, young people, there's no way that they can support Republicans. There's no way they can support the president. And I think last night, yeah, and what we're going to see is the exact opposite.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you came all the way to Atlantic City to talk to us about New York.
Happy to be here.
But, Bill, thanks for the service to your country. Thanks for getting to know us a little bit. And thanks for the insight on Iran and what's going on. Scary times we live in.
Truly is.
I'm sure glad we've got Donald Trump steering the ship, though, and not Hillary Clinton.
I am, too.
At this stage. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, lots more to get to. We are continuing our Defending Freedom Month. And Dr. Douglas Howard will be here to check in on some wellness before it's all said and done. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies, 63 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is walking out in handcuffs this evening from the Special Victims Unit in East Harlem. The Oscar-winning actor was charged with a misdemeanor after a woman accused him of groping her at a Midtown bar on Sunday. While being led to an unmarked police car, someone in the crowd asked him what he had to say to his fans, and he said, quote, "I love you." A second woman has also come forward claiming she was groped by the actor in 2008. New York City Council Speaker Corey Johnson said he's open to banning non-essential helicopter flights after this week's deadly crash.
You know, residents don't like hearing helicopters that are flying at a low level above their neighborhood. And unless they're totally necessary, I think we need to look at cutting them down.
He adds that his office hears from Chelsea residents every day who complain that noisy helicopters are hovering overhead daily from sunup to sundown. He says the issue is complicated in that many flights come from neighboring New Jersey, which would be regulated by the FAA and not the council, which has no jurisdiction. On Monday, a helicopter pilot died when his helicopter crashed into the roof of a Midtown skyscraper during driving rain and heavy fog. In sports, Mets host the Cardinals tonight at Citi Field. Yankees are in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River, we're looking at delays at the outbound Holland Tunnel of close to 30 minutes, 10 to 15 on the city-bound side, 20 to 30 minutes outbound to Lincoln, closer to 40 now on the city-bound side. GW Bridge has very nicely moved down to less than a five-minute wait. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, it's going to be slow from the 90s on up. FDR northbound from the 20s on up. Cross Bronx jam westbound from the Bruckner, and the northbound Deegan were slow from the Tribe Road to the Cross Bronx, and southbound from Fordham Road on down. Cloudy skies tonight. Good bet at some showers, especially after 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. Low 59. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 75. And a beautiful day on Saturday. Sunshine, high of 80. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the for so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code AM970. Call the number or MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, maybe you're like me, you're in a place, you're all stressed out, you don't know what you're going to do, you're not getting your fruits and veggies, do what I do. Three capsules twice a day, that's it. And in that process, that daily dose of Balance of Nature, I'm getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Dr. Howard once described it as having 10 big salad plates full of those 31 fruits and veggies and ingesting those 10 platefuls of those 31 fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you know what that does in your system? It gives you immune fighting ability. You're able to fight disease. You're able to hold off those negative bacteria and viruses. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. You improve the quality of your life. You even see progress in medical situations that you hadn't had before. When you experience the Balance of Nature difference, you're going to be hooked. And so for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the promo code The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back. It is weird. It's the only word I can think of to describe it. How many times do you have to win the same case to get people to stop harassing you over and over again? That's what they're asking in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. And Alliance Defending Freedom, of course, shining the way, helping to defend the Masterpiece case. But Jake Warner is back with us. He is the legal counsel with ADF, and he's a key member of the Center for Conscience Initiatives. Jake, how many times are they going to drag this poor man back before the courts and asking him to do the same thing over and over again, only to have the higher court strike it down? This seems, I know that it's not like a crime where you can be charged with double indemnity or anything like that, but it sure seems like it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. At this point, Jack is just feeling harassed. And let me give you a little bit of background of what's going on now. On June 5th, Denver attorney Autumn Scardina filed a lawsuit against Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado State District Court. And the claims are similar to those in the now-dismissed complaint that Scardina filed with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission in mid-2017. You might remember the same day that the U.S. Supreme Court decided to hear Jack's first case, Scardina contacted Jack's shop and asked for a custom cake with a pink and blue design that would celebrate the attorney's transition from male to female. And that request appeared to be a setup. Jack declined that request because it would have expressed a message that violated his religious beliefs. Then about 3 months ago, after commencing the administrative hearing, Colorado dismissed its case against Jack. And instead of trying to appeal that dismissal, the lawyer has now filed this newest lawsuit that seeks damages and attorney's fees, which could bring financial ruin on Jack and his business.
So what does the ADF do in this situation? Jack's obviously been through the ringer and back a couple of times now. Where do you guys go from here?
Well, we're going to stand by Jack just as we stand by him and all the rest of the lawsuits that he's faced over the past 7 or 8 years.
And what does his defense look like? What's the strategy? What argument do you make? Do you expect the courts to find the same way that they found before?
Well, sure. Without getting too much into case strategy, we think there are some procedural problems, and we're going to highlight those procedural problems for the court. But of course, this touches on basic First Amendment freedoms. Can the government compel you to create expression that violates your deepest beliefs? And we think that answer is no. The answer has always been no. The government does not have that power under the First Amendment. And this is a principle that protects everyone. Like I said last time I was on your show, we advocate for a principle that not only protects Jack Phillips, but protects the very attorney who's suing Jack Phillips and protects everyone so that the government doesn't force us to create speech that we object to.
Well, it's really and it's so infuriating, Jake, but I have this feeling that this is going to be the new strategy, that a death by a thousand cuts may not achieve the initial court win that the activists may be looking for. But if they can just wear you out and keep wearing you out and keep dragging you back through process after process, hopefully that, you know, they'll be more willing to fight and more kind of prepared for that than the person that they're going after. Am I wrong? Because it seems like in many of these cases that you're getting relitigated again and again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think that point highlights the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court needs to step in and answer these important fundamental First Amendment questions that these lawsuits raise. Because what we have now is Colorado, a state, has created a hostile environment for people like Jack, who gladly serve everyone but just can't express every message through their custom artistic expression. And that's not right. People like Jack need to know their rights, and we think that the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on this issue very soon.
And there's no way that Jack would be able to afford this kind of defense, friends. It's one of the reasons why ADF needs you to partner with them this spring in our Defending Freedom Month. 800-569-1559 to give a donation. 800-569-1559. Jake Warner, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. A look at your health for this Thursday when we continue live from Atlantic City. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Please lean in just a touch for this message. It's urgent. I want you to hear what I'm talking about. Since 9/11, and this is a tragic statistic, since 9/11, 22 veterans every day in our country, people who served their country, wore the uniform, went thousands of miles away to fight our wars, and then came back. Every day since 9/11, 22 of them have taken their own lives. That's 140,000 now. They didn't hesitate when we needed them, but are we hesitating when they need us? If you believe that I do, as I do, that this is a tragedy, then we need to do something about it. And I think I found the answer. It's called Gold Shield. So if you're a merchant, you can sign up for 75 cents. And when you do, you're going to get gold shields. You put them in your windows, you put them at your cash register, you put them behind your desk. And when people come in and frequent your establishment, they will see that you're a supporter of the Gold Shield. That means a portion of your proceeds will go to directly fight veteran suicide. The 501c3 that distributes those donations and also some work into cancer research is where all of this goes. Gold Shield doesn't recoup one dime from them. But every one of your current potential customers is listening to this message. And those people coming and shopping in your shop could do so and make a difference and help us stop veteran suicide. 100% of the donations distributed for the cause. Can you call now? 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. And ask how you can become a merchant of Gold Shield today. Or go to thegoldshield.us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our legislators lied to us. You know this, don't you? They were talking about the benefits of congestion pricing, and they were acting like it was going to solve the big problems of Manhattan traffic. It hasn't. It won't. It can't. It's another tax that doesn't pledge to use the money to actually solve the problem. In fact, all it's going to do is make our life much more expensive, whether you're coming into the city or whether you live here. It's going to make Manhattan a little bit less affordable. And that's why it's time to tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. In fact, I'd like you to call her today, 518-455-2585. That's 518-455-2585, and let her know that congestion pricing has got to go. If you'd like to learn more, go to my friends at ReclaimNYNow.org and look up congestion pricing. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. This ad has been paid for by the Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's my privilege to be in a partnership with the Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF is on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your faith every single day. And that's why you're going to start hearing these Freedom Minutes here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Here's Bob Trent with more of this one.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted May 17th to pass the Equality Act, a piece of legislation that would erase 100 years of progress for women's rights. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. If the Senate passes the Equality Act, two new protected classes would be added to federal non-discrimination laws, sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill's proponents claim these additions are a step forward. But the reality is, this bill would jeopardize women's scholarships, business and sports opportunities, and even privacy in spaces like locker rooms or homeless shelters. We can't sit by and watch as the government forfeits important rights and opportunities for women through a misguided Equality Act. Would you help us protect your freedoms? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website, freedomfund.org. Yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all, oh, oh, always on my road, oh, oh, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And I have to just brag about those fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature, because last night, I had a very stressful day, long stressful day in the city. Then I had to get down and drive to Atlantic City, get in late last night, can't find food. My stress load is overloaded. Doc, welcome back, by the way. Always good to have you. I'm looking for food late at night. I'm not getting it. I'm walking through the casino, which is, you know, smoke filled, and I'm feeling tickles in the back of my throat and all this stuff. By the time I get to my room, I just feel like I'm just like on death's doorstep. And I took a big handful of fruits and veggies, got in bed, drank a big glass of water. I woke up this morning feeling like I was on top of the world. And it was everything but optimal last night for me to do what we're doing. So, again, proudly powered, not only the segment, but Kevin McCullough himself is proudly powered by fruits and veggies.
So do you want me to sound surprised? Because I'm not.
Well, yeah, I just know that there's a little man inside of you that just like applauds every time somebody tells you one of these stories. So I want to make your life as happy as possible. Hey, we've been working through this list of 20 things that should be health common sense that are not. Sometimes people don't know. And last time we talked about bacteria and its thing in the body. And we ran out of time before we even really got started on on it. So you asked if we could spend a little more time on it. What do we need to know about bacteria, Doc?
Well, it's so important because we're constantly trying to kill it, and we don't always want to kill it. And that's what I talked to. For those of you who didn't hear us last week, we talked about that we're only 10% human cells. That's really a strange thing to say, but we have 10 times. Okay. We're 90. There's 9 times more bacteria cells than human cells. So obviously a human cell is hundreds of times bigger. So therefore we see that part.
Right.
I'm trying to say this. How can I say that better, Kevin? Say that for me.
Well,
I know I'm not saying it.
For the practical application for me is when I go and get the probiotic bacteria. And so if you look on the label, they'll say, you know, billions times particles. And it's like,
yeah.
And I'm assuming that what you're talking about is that in that live culture, there's literally billions where like human cells would be the size of like several, you know, 100 of those together or thousands or whatever. But that's what comes to mind when you're telling me what you're saying.
Yeah, we're 10 times more bacteria than human cells. So, and that's exactly right, because they're so small. And you brought me into a subject that I'm going to talk about anyways, is probiotic. People are saying, what's a probiotic? What's a prebiotic? What's a postbiotic? They're all important. But what we need to understand is think of the bacteria on and in us as a garden. And we need to keep that garden fresh and clean. So probiotics are good bacteria. But there's only sometimes 3 or 10 or I don't know, the most I've ever seen is maybe 16 bacteria in one. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of bacteria, and what our job is to keep them in the right place and keep them planted in the right place and doing the right thing. So a prebiotic is what we would do to, you know, prepare the ground for our garden. And a probiotic is the actual bacteria that are pro for us. And postbiotics are actually the foods that we're going to feed it. And what we forget is what the good bacteria actually want is soluble fiber.
Hmm.
Fiber is what they live on. So we think the soluble fiber is doing the job, but really more than anything, it's the bacteria working on the soluble fiber, which helps work it through, and we're feeding that bacteria. If we don't have the correct bacteria, we get sick. In fact, did you know the FDA came out and put a big thing out and said, stop using antibacterial soap? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've seen some studies on that and why it's not necessarily very good.
Well, this was huge. And what people don't realize is that was in 2014. They said, stop using it. You cannot believe some of the things that antibacterial soap can cause. For example, it causes resistance to things. And the reason we believe it does is because it's killing the bacteria that are supposed to be there, which stimulate our own immune system. But for example, it causes allergies. Even the peanut allergies are now questionable if they're being caused so much. We see so many more peanut allergies. Part of that might have been because of the antibacterial soaps we've been using.
Wow.
Even cancers have been associated to it. Thyroid diseases. How many people do you know with thyroid problems? The thyroid hormone isn't regulating properly. It's being disrupted by some of those antibacterial agents in the things we have. Even early puberty, obesity, even cancer, infertility, all of these things can be associated with antibacterial soaps. These antibacterial things that people are always wiping on, then they said, okay, well, we'll stop using the one with the chemical that's causing this problem. It's triclosan. They'll stop using it with the triclosan, and we'll just start using it with alcohol. Well, you're still killing bacteria. You may not have some of the negative effects of it, but you're still having the negative effects of killing the good bacteria. And so I just want people to understand they're part of us. When you're killing some of those bacteria, you're killing yourself, because we truly work in a synergy with them, and they help us and we help them. And it's very, very important to realize that.
Well,
let me one other thing is the fruits and veggies, they're part of that prebiotic. They
They plant the things, they help it go, and the postbiotic, and they feed it. And fiber and spice is very, very important because it helps feed that bowel, so it keeps that good chemistry going while it's giving you that chemistry of special spices that it help that with blood sugar and cholesterol and some things like that.
Right. Well, and that's the point that I think people, you know, you've opened some eyes in the last few weeks, Doc, when you said that, you know, you're not a subscriber to the germ theory, that it's not about not being exposed to things that may have harmful stuff to us. It's about strengthening the immune system to hold off things that that we don't want being active and alive in us. And this is a perfect counterbalance to that, because if you kill the good bacteria, they're going to help you stay healthy. You're just putting yourself in a more susceptible place to be susceptible to germs, as opposed to dealing from a position of strength, which is what the fruits and veggies help you maintain. That's why it's more important to get that immune system strong, which is why you need to call 1-800-246-8751 and get the best deal possible right now. Doc Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought.
Analytics next. Services Manager, New York, New York, sought by a health-focused tech company. Define analytics project approaches, milestones, and deliverables. Apply core analytics methodologies, processes, and capabilities. Act as client point person. Manage internal team of analysts. Must possess a U.S. bachelor's or foreign degree equivalent in technology, data analytics, or related scientific or quantitative discipline. Must possess at least 3 years of experience in an analytical role such as a database or marketing analyst in the healthcare pharmaceutical sector. Experience must include at least 3 years providing deep analytical insights and recommendations, establishing and growing client relationships, managing a large book of business, clients, $550K to $1 million, and managing projects and or campaigns with at least 5 team members. Must have experience applying knowledge of SQL, databases, and Tableau. This position requires only little domestic travel, up to 3%, to client sites. Mail resumes to Cross Six Solutions, Inc., Attention A. Willis, 1375 Broadway, 3rd floor, New York, New York, 10018.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the eyes have it. That is, your eyes convey fear, surprise, happiness, and other emotions in an instant before you can mask your feelings. And Tom Girardi talks with attorney Michael Leeserman about what this means both in the courtroom and relationships. You'll learn how to use this tool. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Larry Elder explains how the president fights back.
The London mayor and vocal Trump critic excoriated the U.S. leader. Trump is employing new sinister methods to deliver the message of the fascists of the 20th century. And you think that Donald J. Trump is going to take this sitting down? That's not how it works anymore. He doesn't roll like that.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun. The result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit adoptuskids.org.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Like AM 970 The Answer? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook. Interact with us. Share your thoughts about your favorite shows. Give feedback to our hosts. Share your opinion on hot topics. Learn about events and more. AM970TheAnswer.com. Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970 The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, keeping you up to speed on what's happening. Of course, we're still weighing our options when it comes to Iran and the Navy assisting that tanker that was torpedoed earlier today. But things are very tense. And of course, keep your dial set right where it is because we're going to be on top of this story going forward. Glad to be able to give you that coverage. In fact, look for updates on this in the next several days. Let me also just quickly add that today, the Office of Special Counsel, which I didn't even know still existed. I thought Robert Mueller had shut down the Office of Special Counsel. Didn't he say he was closing up shop? Alex, didn't he tell us he was closing up shop when he gave a speech? Yep. And said, like, okay, that's what I thought he said. But evidently, there's someone still in the Office of Special Counsel because they released a notification earlier today saying they think Kellyanne Conway broke U.S. law in things that she said in media interviews and on social media posts, and she should, quote, immediately be removed from all federal service. I believe this about as much as I believe that Russia interfered with the actual outcome of the elections in 2016. I don't know what Hillary supporter stayed behind in the U.S. Office of Special Counsel and kept the lights on and wrote the memo and put this into the whatever findings that they found. I believe this about as much as I believe that bullfrogs can fly. All right. That's just this is silliness. This is ridiculous. And when you're talking about people like Iran on the world stage coming after the free world, starting to be provocative in ways that they have not been before. Here within our borders, we cannot allow the political powers that be that want to see this administration embarrassed, that want to see the country as a whole be embarrassed, bring down the good service of someone like Kellyanne Conway. It's just going to be, it's ridiculous. Of course, it's not as bad as the story that Fox News reported this afternoon where the granny found a big tarantula and a bunch of grapes she almost was feeding her grandkids with. You imagine? Go get a big batch of grapes out of the fridge. Hey, kids, snack time. Hey, what's this hairy one? Not good. All right, that wraps up our broadcast today live from Atlantic City. Big thanks to Stu E., who is always our faithful engineer on site, and that's his rap name officially. Alex back in the studios in New York, Joe and Frank and the guys as we're down here having celebrated the induction into the New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame for Phil Boyce. Good job, boss. Proud of you, and we will see you next time.